roller disco, 8-track tapes, drive-in movies, Liberace records. You'll find it all at the thrift shop of the airwaves with DJ Frederick every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. on WSCS 90.9 FM and classicalwscs.org.
Thank you.
Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. You have stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop, where we cruise up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. No genre, no agenda, just cool music, just a man and a microphone and a mixer here doing Radio Old School. And in that mix, we heard Square Pusher, Plaid, Kettle and Secede, Oatshare, Hans Joachim Rodius, Aphex Twin, and Ochre. So I hope you've enjoyed that. I'll be back with more tunes right after this.
Some mysterious deaths in the wilderness led to an unusual scientific discovery. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
Back in the 60s, a group of hunters in Oregon were found dead at their campsite, and the only clue to what had killed them was there was a newt that was boiled in their coffee pot.
Well, we'll never know just how that newt ended up in the coffee pot, but Joel McLaughlin, an assistant professor of biology at Virginia Tech, explains what happened as a result of this grisly event.
It turns out that the newt is extremely toxic. Most animals that you feed it to or inject secretions from the newt into will either become immobilized or will die. And there are very few animals that can handle it. The only one that we've been able to discover that can eat a lot of the toxin is a garter snake. Garter snakes have an amazing ability to withstand toxins produced by amphibians. Garter snakes eat one of the most toxic animals in the world, known as the rough-skinned newt. They can withstand enough toxin to kill several adult humans.
Apparently, some garter snakes are more resistant to the newt toxin than others, and the amount of poison that they can handle is related to how toxic the newts are that they feed upon.
So this suggests that the garter snakes and the newts are in a co-evolutionary war. That is, as the newts become more toxic to overcome the defenses of the snakes are selected to become more resistant to the toxin, and this creates a feedback loop that can get out of control, leading to extremely toxic newts in some places and extremely resistant snakes that are able to match them.
We'll hear more about poison newts and garter snakes in future programs. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
Exploring Science and the Sea. In The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, English poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge chronicles the adventures and misfortunes of a sailing vessel. Among the challenges was a time when the winds died, leaving the ship motionless, which the mariner describes like this. Day after day, day after day, we stuck, nor breath nor motion, as idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. The ship was stuck in the doldrums, a zone near the equator with little wind but frequent clouds and storms. Scientists called this region the Intertropical Convergence Zone, the ITCZ. Trade winds from the northern and southern hemispheres converge there. As they meet, the air rises, helped by the heat of the warm water. The rising air eventually turns toward the north or south, traveling thousands of miles before descending back to the surface. Since the air is moving upward, there's little wind in this region, and sometimes none at all. That can leave a sailing vessel stuck for days. But the rising air is quite humid, so as it reaches higher altitudes, it cools and condenses to form clouds, and sometimes thunderstorms. The ITCZ spans all the world's oceans. In the Pacific and Indian Oceans, it's right along the equator. It's also near the equator in the Atlantic, between Africa and South America. Spending days becalmed in this zone left many sailors feeling dull and depressed. So they gave it their own name, adapted from a word that described a period of low spirits and lack of energy, the doldrums. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to the sounds of yesterday, today, and tomorrow on the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick.
eyes just even still. What a beautiful sight. They have come to an end before I died. In camp of mine,
I saw the stars.
I saw the stars
begin to shine, begin to shine. A thousand eyes,
like a thousand eyes,
twinkling in stars, twinkling in stars.
And I fell asleep, I fell asleep. I started dreaming. I met a hunchback man on an endless road. He'd all inquire his heart. He ran up to me as he said,
said
I want to see this girl. Then he disappeared. Then I was glad, then I was glad.
A flash of light,
some flash of light.
Then I was mad, then I was mad.
Flowers in the grass, perch in the breeze, and a girl for me.
So many thoughts, they cloud my mind. I wonder why people do not like the lovely little are a lovely thing to pass. Their yellow heads turn slowly gray, and then they blow away.
Steeple.
I wonder why people do not
look at me and you turn your face. I've got long hair, you say I'm out of place. You're a big man, but what have you done? Look at history, just look at Vietnam. Remember Richard Speck in Chicago and Charles Whitman in the Texas Tower. Remember Lee Harvey Oswald. They all had short hair, not a flower. Cut your hair, go fight. Yet you can't vote. Adults think that's right. Do your own thing, that's all we want to say. It's love we want, not to die your way.
There's a warm wind tonight, and the moon turns the tide. When the stars take their ride, she'll be leaving. Where she goes, I don't know. She won't tell me what it is makes her act like this. But I've got a funny feeling that it's me. It's worth believing. Should I ask, to go walking on the sand, listen to the sea? Or could it be someone kind? Could it be that I'm a fool? There's something wrong with you. And I've got a funny feeling that it's me. It's worth believing. La-la-la. La 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 la. There's a breeze from the shore and the waves overlap. When I've called in the cat, she'll go walking and she cries to herself in the night when I'm asleep. She lies awake and weeps. Could it be something new? Someone older has returned? Or is it just a game? But I've got a funny feeling that it's me. It's worth believing. La 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 la. There's a warm wind tonight, and the moon turns the tide. When the stars take their ride, she'll be leaving. Where she goes, I don't know. She won't tell me what it is that makes her act like this. Should I ask, do you like to go walking on the shore, listen to the sea? Could it be someone kind? Could it be that I'm a fool? There's something wrong with you. I've got a funny feeling that it's me. It's worth believing. La-la-la. 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 La-la-la.
Well, a whole crop of 45s for you there from the Radio Thrift Shop. That was, of course, Gordon Lightfoot from 1973, It's Worth Believing. Before that, The Infinite Staircase with a tune called Long Hair. You might have recognized the band Friend and Lover with a tune called Ode to a Dandelion. They, of course, did Reach Out in the Darkness, tremendous song. We started off with Members of Time and a tune called Dreamin'. Well, you're not dreaming, you're actually listening to the radio. This is DJ Frederick on WSCS and 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org. Welcome to Paper Radio, tuning into paper culture in the digital age. Have you ever wished that there was a free school for learning writing and media skills? If you live in New England, there is. The Naki S. Loeb School of Communications in Manchester, New Hampshire holds classes in writing, blogging, news writing, photojournalism, cartooning, multimedia skills, and more. The mission of the Naki S. Loeb School of Communications is to inspire interest, integrity, and excellence in journalism. It also promotes understanding of and appreciation for the First Amendment. This particular constitutional guarantee gives us free press and free speech, among other liberties, and is a fundamental tenet of Mrs. Loeb's educational legacy. The school welcomes aspiring journalists of all ages and is a model, in my opinion, for what is possible with generosity and vision. For more information, visit loebschool.org. I'm DJ Frederick, celebrating the First Amendment.
Thank you.
This is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the freeform blend of tunes from the past century of recorded sound. It's the Radio Thrift Shop.